Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Stormcast, the podcast. The podcast devoted to all things storm. To the millions of men slow pitch fans out there. And speaking
one,
of slow
two, pitch, maybe four.
And speaking of slow pitch fans, Storm actually had one last night.
That's right, we did. Hi there. Chips Jockovich. I've taken over your name. Scoops. Jock, well, scoop chip. You know, you can dip a chip.
You can dip a chip. You can scoop some dip and with a chip.
Reminds me of that road trip we took to Cleveland. Dip a chip.
We don't talk about what happens in Cleveland stays in Cleveland.
Well, the rash didn't, let me tell you.
All right, the one fan was probably very happy because the fan was Mills' personal fan. And in the top of the first inning, after Duran, the only person willing to run in front of Mills hit a double.
Chip.
Yes?
Who are the Storm playing? You haven't even told us.
Oh, right.
The Storm, you jumped right in. You're done. You've blown your load.
I did. I hate it when I do that. Sucks.
I will not be mentioning my honeymoon yet.
Storm is playing their arch nemesis, Hannett, for the second game of the doubleheader. After just squeaking past the A's in the first game, Storm was ready to go. Hannett, much like I just did, wanted to start early, but Storm waited for an umpire, which might have been fruitful, as the events of the game would show.
Chip, sometimes you just gotta have a smoke. You know what I'm saying? You know, you just need a butt before the game. Which reminds me again of our road trip to Cleveland.
Such a memorable road trip that can't be remembered. Anyway, Duran started with a double, being the only person willing to run in front of Mills. And then Mills said, why do we need to run? And he just smacked it right out of the park. Something that apparently Storm players have been itching to do since in the first game they hit no home runs. Joey would add a double and Storm would score one more run to end the first with three runs. But Hannett would come right back and score three of their own, making this a game. In the second inning...
Would it be improper to call Hannett that group of girls who were a little bit of a clique in the wonderful film Mean Girls? Weren't they the Plastics?
The Plastics, yes. The Hannett Plastics.
The Hannett need to be more sustainable team.
Need to be more sustainable. And
stop polluting
sustainable,
our oceans.
Speaking of sustainable, Mills was sustaining his home run streak in the second inning as he launched his second.
Ladies and gentlemen, pause there. Pause there for just 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. That segue was a masterpiece. That segue was gold. Let's just give it a second. Gold. Gold, Chip. Gold. That's why you are the award-winning sports journalist you are. That was gold. I'm sorry, go on.
Anyway, as I was trying to say, Mills launched his second home run of the game, enticing people to ask for urine samples from him, as it was, you know, usually he's the inside the park home run guy. This time he's the massive over the fence home run guy, much to the chagrin of many other Storm players who now realized we were the victims of our own strategy from game one, as we were now plus two, and there were no home runs left to be had.
Now, Chip, I'd like to point out that the only person that asked Millsy for a urine sample was third baseman and previous bullpen pitcher, Jeff Thomas. He insisted on the urine sample. He had no container, so we all questioned that.
Yes, questioned where it was going and what was being used to sample it.
Indeed.
Storm's defense would get super solid in the third through fifth innings as they kept Hannah off the board, and six consecutive outs were recorded by Brian at first base off of plays from infielders, really keeping the score down for Hannett. Across those innings, Storm would manage to score seven more runs across those innings without hitting a home run, but with our top of the order still running on all cylinders. And that meant Storm was going to take a 13-5 lead into the sixth.
The sixth inning, Chip. The sixth inning. Always a turning point in these games, I find. Always a turning point. But last night was different. It was special. It really stands out in this sports journalist's mind. Why? There was a kerfuffle, Chip.
A kerfuffle.
It's a German word based upon the word kerfuffelschnack, which means two old men had an incident.
And two old men did have an incident.
Did have an incident. However, it was the younger men. One second. My throat's a little dry. I need another sip of Chardonnay. Just hold on. Oh, that's some good. That's a good year. That's a good 2015, a fine, fine year for Chardonnay. But yes, a kerfuffle that heated both teams up. Granted, it was a sweaty night last night, and tempers were running high. Needless to say, everything was patched up, nothing was done on purpose, and cooler heads prevailed.
That and the threat of the umpire ending the game. So, the teams went back to their dugouts and finished the game in very, very uncharacteristically quiet manner through the sixth and seventh innings. Both quiet in terms of vocals and quiet in terms of batting, as Storm went down 1-2-3 in the seventh and Hannett did not do much better, having six of their eight batters in the game record outs to have the teams walk fairly quietly off the field. But it was good to note that in the handshake line, it seemed like reparations were made.
What's reparations? You're using these big words.
Reparations. The two players most involved in the incident handshaked and hugged, and things seemed to be okay. At least as okay as they can.
Are you saying it was man-on-man embracing? I was unaware, but it's a wonderful thing.
When men embrace.
Once again, reminds me of a road trip to Cleveland.
Yes, men embracing rashes, Cleveland.
And a lack of memory. Thank you, Bill Cosby, for that drink recipe. This has been Scoop Djokovic.
And Chip Merriweather.
Waving a fond farewell.
Bye from Stormcast.
Storm Lodge with Chip Merriweather.